The dispiriting Saints season skidded to a halt in December. But for diehards, the pain continues, and this weekend in particular may feel like staring into the sun. Super Bowl Sunday is upon us, and the NFL prepares to crown a new champion. It's a fraught time for Saints fans who fully expected our team to be in that number when the season began. The days ahead promise endless Super Bowl previews and predictions, team profiles, and punditry over team stats, player spats, deflate gate, and beast quakes. For the forlorn Saints fan, or for anyone just fed up with football, it can seem like the media world is just rubbing it in, even when we go out to eat. The TV, and especially sports coverage, has become the centerpiece of many bars, and it's found its way into more and more restaurants, too. That means it's easier than ever to catch a meal over a game, but the flip side holds that it's harder than ever to tune it all out. Generally speaking, if you're going to plunk down for fine dining, you're safe, though plenty of high-end places have added TVs in their bars, too. It's the casual, unscripted dinner out on the town that presents more problems, with some pizzerias, gastropubs, neighborhood cafes, and more ambitious restaurants now flanked with screens. One solution has emerged, however, in the growing niche of places that split the difference between upscale lounge, casual restaurant, and bar. These are places that generally eschew sightlines and TVs for the sake of style and ambiance. A few examples. There's Latitude 29, a newcomer in the French Quarter that's cut from the classic tiki restaurant style, an all-encompassing mosaic of thatch and bamboo, sea glass, swizzles, soy sauce, dumplings, citrus, and rum. Never mind just forgetting about the New Orleans Saints. This place can make you forget you're even in New Orleans. The Ferret Street Cocktail Lounge Cure had a TV for a short period, though it was never a permanent fixture, just something that was wheeled out for the occasional special request. But even that's off the table here now, and on the table, or the bar top, is a menu of rethought bar food, like country ham with hot biscuits and whipped cane syrup. In the Bywater, there's Oxalis. On St. Charles Avenue, the wine bar The Della Chase. Bullini Tavern and Ivy, both on Magazine Street, and Trejo on Tulane Avenue in Mid-City, all are cut from the same cloth. While some of these are closed on Sunday, in the run-up to the game, and during those days of escalating televised hype, they still offer Saints fans succor from the flat-screen, high-def reminders of what might have been. They're not anti-sports bars, per se, just not places where, with no TVs, you'll have to ponder the import of a Richard Sherman rant or Bill Belichick sweatshirt over your appetizer platter. None of these places are exactly cheap, either. But then, freedom isn't free. Not even freedom from football. See my list of TV-free picks for a night out this weekend and learn more at wwno.org.